We are live on the Saturday afternoon, March 30th, 2024. We got so much going on. SDI, it's another spring day. Weather's starting to get a little bit hot. It's getting a little hotter. It's beautiful. It's beautiful outside at this time. And hopefully, if you're listening 30 years from now, maybe there's not too much climate change, and we still get this great weather at this time of this time of year.
Might be underwater by then, according to the experts.
I walk right into that. What's up, Vinny? 0690. Lots of stuff happening in this current time. Not really. I mean, the NCAA tournament's going on. We're down to the Elite Eight. I want to update our leaderboard whoever wins the our bracket challenge gets to come on the podcast. And right now, in first place. I know in last place is me. I'm out of picks. Stupid. But let's see. Wait, how do I get to the standings? Da, 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 da. Okay. J Duke picks one. He's in first place. Followed
that?
That's another roommate of mine from college. He lived with me and Jeff Green and two other gentlemen. And then there's 39 and 2 picks. That's Sean, by the way. That's Sean. And then sitting at third is our old boss. Yeah.
Oh, how about that? He's gonna
win. Sitting in third place, despite having Kansas as his champion, is Kansas, is a gentleman by the name of Kansas. Then it's Beast. Mm-hmm. Beast also has UConn, who Sean also has. I gotta see what the difference in there, and if they have any different Final Four teams. So, yeah, Purdue over Houston.
Well, I don't think Beast can win.
Yeah, because Sean has his title game. He has Purdue and UConn, and then Beast.
Oh no, he can still win. The way he wins is if Connecticut wins it all, and Tennessee reaches.
Well,
it's really
a Tennessee Purdue game. If Tennessee beats Purdue, then he passes Sean. And if Purdue wins, then Sean's in front. That's really what it comes down to. More so than UConn winning the national title, he needs Tennessee to beat Purdue. We're stealing Dad Day's Thunder again. And then you got our old friend Jeff Green, who won their bowl pick'em. He is in fifth, but unfortunately, he has Marquette as his champion. So I don't think he.
I hope he's not as wrong on Michael Harris as he is on Marquette.
Damn, NC State. If you're listening 30 years in the past, I'm pretty sure they won the title 30 years ago. The famous Jim Valvano game, him running, looking for somebody to hug. It was against. It could have been against Houston in the Elite Eight, but Houston blew it. I wouldn't say Houston blew it. Their best player got hurt, and.
That's when you needed Mark Jackson on the call.
Sometimes you gotta tell your body, not now. Yeah. So I'm my own meteorological element. NC State back in the, I believe it, they made the Elite Eight for the first time since 1986, so 28 years ago in the past. You're listening to 30 years from now, they probably haven't made an Elite Eight since this current moment in time. And I figured they would do this. I figured they would make the Duke NC State game the feature game on Sunday because, I figured that's a big, even though you have a 1-versus-2 matchup with Tennessee and Purdue. But I figured the TV execs thought the more intriguing game was Duke NC State.
So they didn't make that. They made that the 5 o'clocker.
They made the 5 o'clock on Easter Sunday, which is it Passover Sunday for you?
No. Not this year. This year is not at the same time.
Wait, I thought that's the whole point. I thought Easter and Passover always had to be on the same week.
You guys go by the Jesus calendar. I go by the Moses calendar.
But I thought that the Jesus calendar has to. Oh, that's right, Moses calendar. Okay, that's right.
Wow. The Jewish calendar is different than the Goy calendar.
So when is Passover?
This year, I believe it's like end of April.
End of April. Yeah, because the Easter runs on a lunar calendar. I know that, and
Passover sure passes on a solar.
Okay, yeah. I think we've had this conversation last year.
Yeah, it starts April 22nd this year.
Okay. You could that's what you do the four questions?
Yeah, four questions. Manishtana.
Sergey Vyvovar Vyvovsky says, looking for someone to hug is also SDI's mantra.
I should put that as my Twitter bio.
Poon calendar for SDI. That's Yeah. Yeah. Easter runs on the lunar, Passover runs on the solar, but SDI runs on Poon calendar. Which...
No, but I'm retired for now.
No, that's a load of crap. We know that. We know that. That's a bit. You're like Brett Favre.
Yeah. Yeah. Rachel Nichols. Is she still on my lawn?
Yeah. Rachel Nichols and Edward.
She may be hearing some rumors.
Yeah. You're at your house in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Yeah. Yeah, you're coming. You're out of retirement. You're already coming out of retirement more times than Conor McGregor. But yeah. That's why we're potting on a Saturday. By the way, it was your busy Poon schedule.
No, it wasn't. It was March Madness. That was a good Thursday, Friday.
I
was actually good all week. I don't know why.
But Wednesday was our pod time. Wednesday, we're like.
And what happened on Wednesday? I pooned on Wednesday.
Yeah, you pooned on Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. That was Monica. That's right.
Sonic, a little bit of Monica in my life. New York Knicks says he's sending inappropriate pictures to Jen Sturger, calling you Brett Favre. Oh, Harvey, she says once. We can't read that one. But that's why. Oh, at Thursday, yeah, Thursday we couldn't pod because I went to opening day, and
it was March Madness. We're gonna.
It was March Madness. Which, by the way, I feel like I was the smartest guy out of the 32,000 that was there at the ballpark on opening day. I felt like I was the smartest guy there because. People were complaining about the parking. People were complaining about an Uber, but not me. I didn't do either. I freaking went on hoof. And I'm like, wow. And it was great. I didn't have to pay.
On hoof? You took your horse?
Yeah, I took my horse. I took my horse.
What is this, Yellowstone?
Yeah. I broke him in beforehand.
Sergey says that Jen Sturger is the only good thing to come out of FSU. Did you not remember the three girls that Brett Musburger said everybody was going to apply to FSU?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, Jen Sturger was one of them. Believe it or not.
That's funny. I didn't know.
Yeah, in that famous Brett Musburger creeper moment, yeah, Jen Sturger, I believe, was one creeper? Of the
three. It was very eloquent. It was perfectly well stated.
All right, fine. Very eloquent.
It's probably one of the best broadcasting moments in the history of sports, in my opinion.
Well, that and the
what do you say, like red-blooded Americans are now applying to FSU or something like that?
If we were at a radio station, I'd pull it up the video and get the sound. If I was Jay Figg, I could like pull up the video and pull up the audio, but I'm not Jay Figg. Yeah, that was her and her friends.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I walked to opening day. It was like an hour walk from the office. But you know what? I didn't have to work. I didn't have to A, pay $50 for parking, and B, didn't have to wait 6 hours for an Uber after the game. I just freaking walked.
Whoa, and the girl on the right is a former WWE and current AEW star.
Yes, I remember that.
CJ Perry. And Allison Torres is a Miami bartender. We need to find out where she works. I'll come out of retirement for that one.
Yeah, I remember this picture got posted a long time ago with the captions of those three. What about Catherine Webb? That was of AJ McCarron's lady that Brett Musburger was like, holy
Isn't he debuting today in the USFL?
Oh, AJ McCarron's playing in the USFL?
Yeah, whatever the new name is. UFL,
UFL
I think
UFL?
Is.
It should be the XFL, damn it. It got a bad. The second time around, it was just COVID's fault. I think the second time around was pretty cool, but then COVID.
Yeah, he's the starter for the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Oh, is he still with Catherine Webb? That was like 10, 12 years ago.
I believe they're married.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I don't know what nowadays. I don't keep up with gossip anymore. I don't mean people.
According to Wikipedia, they were married on July of 2014. She was 4 months pregnant and her son in 2016. Yeah, they've had three kids. Their third kid was born in 2021. There's no reports of a divorce or anything.
No, good for them. Good for them. Oh, well, yeah, Sergey's still looking up. Sergey's still looking up. But yeah, I put in the hoof. I felt
good. Wait, she went to Auburn?
Oh, I remember that. I remember those articles coming out that she went to Auburn after that.
Yeah, she went to Auburn.
Yeah.
Wow. Traitor. No. That's grounds for divorce.
Yeah, crossing Iron Bowl lines.
That's that must have been fun.
Yeah, so that's that. And then you also had another great Brett. I think I can read this. This is too funny. I don't care if I get canceled. Brett Muffberger knows all the Poon.
Does he still have his radio show in Vegas?
I think on Beeson.
Yeah,
I think he does, and I think he's still play by play for the Raiders. And also, an underrated moment. You brought up the Florida State one, and you brought up the AJ the Catherine Webb. But an underrated one that nobody talks about is he was calling an Iowa State Big 12 basketball game, and there's three ladies that are taking a selfie, and he goes, "Oh yeah, take a selfie."
He's great. He should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I'm breaking some rules. I'm gonna pull the sound up on my phone of that one. I'm breaking some rules. I don't care if Harold Twitch, the president of Twitch, comes down on me and bans our show forever. It's totally worth it just to get Brett Musburger saying, "Oh yeah, take a selfie."
We're gonna get a copyright infringement.
Yeah, we're gonna get a cease and desist. I'm gonna get.
We're gonna get a copyright infringement for Salvador Perez high fiving everybody when Alonzo said he was going to the home run derby.
Oh yeah, that's true. You say Salvador Perez? You meant Eduardo Perez? You said the catcher for the Royals?
Sorry, I meant Eddie Perez.
Yeah, you're thinking of fantasy baseball. I don't know if
you said that. You know, thankfully I haven't heard Eduardo Perez all year, and I saw Salvador Perez bat the other day. So,
Brett Musburger. First thing I type up Brett Musburger is Brett Musburger, AJ McCarron wife. Now I got to type in take a selfie.
That's not even his best one. The FSU girls one is way better.
No, I like to take a selfie. I like to take the selfie.
The red-blooded Americans are all going to apply to F. It's just such a great line.
I got to power through the ad. RTD Gossip says it has an over-under included. Wait. Damn it. No, stupid phone. Stop acting a fool. All right, here we go. Sound up. Here we go.
Expanding brought to you by Motel 6, and I am pleased with this selection. Oh, yeah. Why not a selfie? Fans of Iowa State, the sixth fan of the game.
So yeah, that's the. I am pleased with this selection. Oh yeah, why not a selfie? That's what you get with the Google. That's what you get with the Google Pixel. I don't have a Google Pixel. Mike McHugh, who won our tournament pick-em last year, he has a Google 6. He was talking to us about the Google 6. Google 6 Pro. By the way, I invited him to defend his title, and he's a big UConn fan. And he didn't log in.
This article in 2005, Musburger came back from a commercial break and immediately exclaimed, "1,500 red-blooded Americans just decided to apply to Florida State." One of the women in that shot happened to be Jen Sterner, who later became famous for other reasons. Google Jen Sterner, Brett Favre to learn more about that.
Yep. Oh, good. I miss him. I miss him calling the games. Listen to the between that and the "You Are Looking Live." You know,
yeah, Looking Live. That's his famous.
I'm surprised he hasn't combined the two. He hasn't done a "You Are." They show a shot to the ladies, and it's like "You Are Looking Live." Hello, take a selfie. Yeah. Convince Mike has a track phone. Brent's 11th man, Rose. So Sergey says, "I hate FS Poop. I love Jen. I love Jen." What do I have in my pod notes? Ooh, I got some. Whoa. Oh yeah. You know what? SDI. We can get to our Payaso early this week.
I don't think I have any.
I actually have a couple. They're all. Oh,
I do have one.
All right, go ahead.
It's a good one. So ESPN writes a whole article about how the Wizards and Capitals are no longer moving to Northern Virginia. They're staying in D.C. First line of the article is X amount of money is going to be allocated to this new facility in D.C. One line. And then the rest of the other seven paragraphs in the article are about Virginia politics. Not one word about where the money's coming from.
I read that and I'm like, damn, this is just political pot shots. It looks like
all it was Youngkin. Youngkin is a Republican. The Republican governor Youngkin.
Yeah, make sure to say that twice.
Right, like it was just all about Virginia politics and not where the $550 million is coming from.
I'm very shocked that DC was able to. I thought they were for sure gone to Northern Virginia.
But I don't know what happened because the whole article was about Youngkin.
Yeah. So I don't know what kind of strings DC pulled to get it done. Wait, are they getting upgrades to the stadium, or are they getting a new arena for the both teams?
Let's see if this one has a better article, better, more explanation here.
Yeah.
Hold on. They will stay downtown at the Capital One Arena through at least 2050 with a new $550 million investment from the city. The mayor said, Mayor Bowser said, "We're going to have the state-of-the-art urban arena," end quote. The public investment, which the D.C. Council plans to vote on as soon as next Tuesday, along with about $300 million for from Monumental will enable the construction of a new training facility on the top floor of the arena. Better seating for fans, public safety improvements to Chinatown. In addition to addressing some pet peeves of Leonis, like street buskers outside.
Street buskers outside.
Yeah, what is that? I don't know what that means.
Oh, as long as we'll get this deal, as long as we can get rid of those rascal street buskers.
What's a street busker? I don't know what that means. I don't live in the Blue City. I don't know what this means. Street buskers.
But yeah, like, you know, if I heard that right, it's like $300 million for Monumental. Like what? Like the Washington Monument paying on the stadium? Like,
no, I don't know. I don't know if Monumental Group is that Leonis's group. I don't know.
Oh, New York Knicks says they're just panhandlers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, get rid of them.
Guys that play music or whatever for money.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like our friend who used to yell at me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, New York Knicks would love this guy. Yeah, we came back from a Marlins Yankees game last year, and some guy was singing New York, New York out in the streets, and we started heckling him.
The Mets were in town, so I was like, not this weekend,
no,
bro.
Yeah, no, it was the Yankees. It was the Yankees.
The Yankees, whatever.
Yeah, and we started heckling, like, go back to New York or whatever, and the guy like started yelling absurdities that you can't say, like you can't flat out say anymore. You call it yelling us
and into the microphone.
And into a microphone where everybody could hear it, where he's in the middle of the street and he's like, you this, you that. And we're like, whoa, bro. Yeah. Like he could have, if the wrong guy walked right past him, he would have been canceled on the spot. He would have lost his guitar.
Well, I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him in a while. Maybe he didn't get canceled.
And then you would walk by.
So Monument is it's the ownership group.
Okay, I thought it was like revenue from like people going to
when I first read it. I thought it was going to be $550 for the arena and then $300 million for the monuments.
Yeah,
I don't think they're city.
Yeah, tourist revenue. Oh wait, does the Lincoln Memorial does it produce revenue? I think it's pretty sure it's free to go.
I think they're all free.
Yeah. So, yes, Sergey, he did say some of those. He did yell some of those slurs to us.
Yes. Very funny, but I haven't seen him in a while. I don't know what happened. Maybe he went back to New York. Maybe he listened to me.
but So there's no monument revenue. The Lincoln and the Jefferson Memorial don't produce revenue to pay off for the stadium. What people from the go to the Air and Space Museum paying off the stadium?
Is the Jefferson Museum still around? Monument?
I hope it still is. I shouldn't say hope.
Robbie. Be careful, Robbie.
No, careful. You're right. I shouldn't say hope. I said I think it still is.
It is, yes.
Yeah. I know. Lincoln's still there. I know that.
Yeah. The Washington one's still there.
New York Knicks says they're free. I pay my FMF taxes.
Yeah.
All right. That's a pretty good payaso. You got nothing else?
I got you at in the lobby of a building the other day. Instead of saying, can I go to 11-11, you go 4-1s. And the guy looks at you like, what do you mean 4-1s? Like there's 4-1-1-1-1?
Oh, yeah. We had to go to a bash last weekend with a lady, a friend of the podcast, who came on the podcast to talk dice and blow dryers. Everyone's going to – you want to talk about Red Blooded Americans. Just bringing up her name, this whole chat has just got Red Blooded.
She's coming on and 1,500 Americans will tune into the podcast.
But yeah, we went to her bash, and we had to say the room number. I just dropped 4-1s, that's a room number. We need a clearance to go up the elevator, and the guy gave us clearance. Usually it's a battle. Like I know.
My guess is she probably told them, hey, I'm gonna have people coming up. Just let them up.
Yeah,
because like I know if I'm having like a shindig, I always tell people.
How do you prevent people from crashing the shindig?
I mean, if they know that there's a shindig and they make it, good for them.
Yeah, but like, if they hear from word of them, like people you don't want at your shindig, but they hear from word of mouth from other people, it's like, yo, there's a shindig at SDIs, bro.
Well, I mean, if they're gonna be down in my lobby, I'm not gonna be like, no, don't let them in. So it's the same thing. They're coming up at that point. If they're already that pot committed, I'm letting them in.
what if it's like a massive payaso?
Whatever, I'll deal with it. I've never had that happen, so I don't know.
Hot air talking hit air. another. Okay, I got a monumental payaso. The new NFL kickoff rule.
I think it's fantastic.
It's getting wacky.
I think it's great. It's better than the current one. The current one doesn't allow for returns.
But you're gonna have people. Look, you can also get touchbacks if you kick, get it to the, you get it on the 30-yard line. So there's really no incentive to have returns. Now it's gonna incentivize the other team to kick it short. But if they're trying to, but if they're trying to prevent safety measures, if they're trying to, you know, make the game more safe, and why have institute something that's gonna get you more returns and more collisions? That makes no sense.
No, I agree. I agree that it's not safer, but it's much better than it was before.
But that's what they're doing. That's what they're saying. Oh, you know, we're trying to decrease collisions. Right. You know,
the NFL has never said something and meant something else. No way.
Oh, like, you know, when they said that they were going to have games on Christmas Day, if Christmas falls on a Tuesday or Wednesday, and then 1 year later, boom, we're going to have two games on one Christmas Day, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But yeah. Yeah, Barry Jackson did an article about how much it's going to cost. Like, you know, not for me. I got the crack stick now. But it's going to cost, like, you know, all the subscriptions you have to watch NFL football, not even counting YouTube TV for Sunday Ticket. Just, you know, your Amazon, your Peacock.
That's it.
You know, there was the ESPN Plus. Barry Jackson wrote an article. He did the math. Like, it's going to cost over $100 a year to watch NFL games without Sunday Ticket. Without Sunday Ticket. So. Okay.
Well, but I don't know. Like everybody, well, not everybody, but most people have Amazon because of Prime. So that, I don't add that one.
Yeah, because Barry Jackson factored in $14.99 a month for Amazon Prime. That was included. Yeah,
I wouldn't factor that one in because if you have Amazon, you have it because of Prime, and it comes with the games.
You know what? I don't think I'm gonna watch NFL football. I'm not gonna watch every single Sunday. I'm gonna take a Sunday off. You know, do something productive. I gotta send a message. I'm also just gonna keep doing this.
Right. So I can already picture this. Roger Goodell in his office in New York. CBS is offering us $550 million for a Paramount Plus playoff game. But that Robbie guy in Miami didn't watch that one Sunday. What do you think, guys? What do you think? Should we take the $550 million or should we listen to Robbie the degenerate?
$550 million. They're getting off cheap. I mean, CBS is getting a deal.
I'm just using the number that that the Washington D.C. is giving to a billionaire instead of fixing their city.
Oh, but they're getting rid of those street. What are they?
They're
called?
Getting rid of the street singers. Yeah.
They're getting rid of the street
singers. They're not putting the murderers in jail, but the street singers. Oh, well, we gotta get.
That's the compromise. All right, yeah. Murderers in jail. All right, get rid of the street singers. All right, deal.
The running back will still get shot midday, but hey, at least there won't be singing in the background.
That's so funny. New York Nick, oh my God, it's a good one. New York Nick says that I'm adding NFL Sundays to the ban list along with Scarlett's $2 cover charge. Now, New York Nick is talking about different Scarlett's than the one you and I know, SDI.
I was going to say, $2 cover at Scarlett's, sign me up.
Yeah, but back in St. Augustine, there was an establishment called Scarlett's, and at a certain point in the night, you had to pay $2 for cover, which by now nowadays seems like nothing, but back then, you know.
Was it also a gentleman's club?
No, it wasn't. It was just a regular run-of-the-mill party.
I love when that happens because like everybody here assumes it's the Scarlett's in South Florida, right? Like, makes sense. Yesterday, I was at a bar with some friends, and we were talking about Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about
Tootsies,
the country music, you know, the bar. But I'm yelling it like, yeah, like, man, now Tootsies has that second floor. It used to be so much better, blah, blah. And everybody's looking like, why is this guy yelling Tootsies? But I was talking about the music one.
Yeah, and the other Tootsies has a second floor too.
Yeah.
I remember watching an SEC basketball game leading up into the SEC tournament, which was in Nashville. And afterwards, all right, we're looking forward to an awesome SEC tournament. We'll see you in Nashville. Save me a seat at Tootsie's. I'm like, I'm watching that. I'm like,
was it Musburger?
It should have been Musburger. Sergey says, Robin talking back in the day like he's 60. Speaking of 60, how about the Heat? You know, historically, listen, 30 years from now, the Heat beat somebody by 60 points yesterday.
Yeah.
Last night. You beat Portland. But it's about the coverage. It's not about the dollars in the cover charge. It's about the principle. It's about paying to breathe air, paying just to walk into a facility and just stand and do nothing. That I'm opposed to. It's not the dollar. It's the principle. Paying to breathe air.
Yeah, some places charge cover. What are you gonna do?
I'm then not go. I know we used to go to an establishment that during most of the day there's no cover, but then a certain night they charge. What? No, the martini. Yeah. But most of the time,
no, I know what you're talking about. They charge cover.
Yeah, at a certain, they don't charge cover all the time. They only charge cover like at certain windows.
Right, late night.
Yeah, so we only go when they don't charge cover. And once we go and they charge cover, I'm like, nope, I ain't going. Well, sorry, smell you later. No home, smell you later. Mm-hmm. So no, I don't pay to breathe there. No. I did.
Robbie, do you pay to go to a Marlins game?
Oh, you had the brain argument. You're paying for a seat. You're paying for a seat. You're paying for a bar seat.
You're paying for the bar seat.
What if it comes with a bar seat? No, you're paying to being at an event in person as opposed to watching the same event on TV.
You're paying to be at a bar with, you know, with
no, an event. You're paying to watch a ball game. You're paying to allow entrance into a stadium to watch a couple teams play and be in the crowd and be in the environment. But like, you know, the pay cover charge to go to the bar is absurd.
It sounds the exact same thing as paying cover to go to a club.
No, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing at all. No, because, you know, you're paying cover to go in the club. All you're doing is paying to breathe air.
And that's all you're doing at Lone Depot Park.
Right? Well, you're paying to watch a ball game.
You're paying to hang out. You're paying to hit on girls. You're paying to drink.
Well, why would you? You shouldn't have to pay to hit on girls.
I mean, I'm going to end up paying a hell of a lot on Monday for hitting on a girl.
That's true, but you didn't have to pay cover for that.
No.
Yeah. SDI should be charged anywhere.
Yeah.
But I did pay. Look, there was a time where there was an all you could drink deal at two places, SDI in St. Augustine. There was one Thursday nights. They were actually both Thursday nights. One was called the Giggling Gator, which ran from 9 to 11. And then there was a little bit of over. That was five drinking with Lincoln. $5 all you could drink for that 2 hour time window. And then that same Thursday night, it was also at Panama Hattie's, which was $10 all you could drink. So if you really you could get a little bit. There's like a 1 hour overlap if you did both. I never did the 1 hour overlap. But that I don't see that as paying cover. I see that as paying for all you could drink.
No, that's not a cover.
That's not a cover. Even though you have to pay at the front before you walk in.
You're getting something for your money.
Yes, exactly. You're not paying to just sit there and do nothing. Hey, what's up? You know where the weight room is? Oh, both of RIP. Both those little establishments. Oh no,
maybe I knew that. That's covered.
I knew the Giggling Gator was gone because I know somebody got murdered there. Like, and I went there like 3 days later after somebody got murdered, or shot. I don't know if he got murdered, or shot or whatever. But I didn't know Panama Hatties was R.I.P. Yeah. Or I heard it's not the same. Oh well. R.I.P. to both of them. Let's see. You play to win the game. You take the lady to score. SDI. Sure. Late entry for Biosopher. Skip Schumacher making AJ Puck a starter. Number two. The whole rotation is hurt, bro. Like,
you can't make AJ Puck a starter. I don't care.
I know, you're right.
On the roster?
What? Weathers is pitching starting tonight. He's a third starter.
Your third starter?
Well, Sandy's hurt. Yuri's hurt. Mm-hmm. Braxton Garrett is hurt. Edward Cabrera is hurt. Mm-hmm. Luzardo is really the only credible person in the rotation.
It's a good thing they didn't want to give Kim Ng more money.
She wouldn't have done it. I mean, she wouldn't have. They're stuck with Avi Garcia. That's the
this Rays GM is doing really well so far. I think we should give him an extension.
Nobody can have sustained four starting pitchers being out. Nobody can operate with a two. Luzardo is probably a two, maybe a three, and then you have a two, a six, a seven, an eight, and a nine. That's the rotation. A two, six, seven, eight, nine. Nobody can win it.
Yeah.
Especially
when Arias can't get a hit.
Yeah, Arias is what? He's 0 for 9 to start the season? 0 for 10? Yeah. It's going to be a rough season. I'm going to lose the bet. Even though SDI is going to keep trying to reverse jinx every now and then, he's going to be like, oh, congratulations. Every Padres bad guy ground out. He's like, oh, congratulations on winning the bet. But no, he's just being a payaso. Signed Bauer. Has he been signed? Has he signed anywhere yet?
No, nor should he, by the way.
Oh. No, really? Even you saying nor should he?
No.
Wasn't he pitching for? Didn't he pitch for the Mexican team or something? And that's
yeah, against the Yankees. That's why Soto didn't go.
What's real?
No, that's not why. Soto doesn't care. Soto just didn't go because he's a bad teammate. He didn't want to hang. He didn't want to travel.
You're such petty. You're so petty. You're such a homer, bro. You're not instead like.
I'm a homer because he shows up late to the bus and because he doesn't go to meetings like that. I'm a homer because
dude, when he was in the Padres, you would have defended him. You're like, oh, of course.
Well, I didn't. Facts change. I didn't know that he showed up late to the buses.
Yeah, facts change. He played 160. He had his one of his best seasons last year and played every single game despite playing in that same World Baseball Classic.
But he's a terrible teammate. He doesn't show up to the bus on time. He makes everybody have to wait for him. He thinks
I'm telling you last year, the Padres are going to trade Juan Soto because he doesn't show up to the bus on time. You'd be like, no way. You'd be so pissed. Like,
yeah, after the year they had last year, very disappointing. They need to be a team. They can't have these egos. He's a cancer in the clubhouse, this photo.
No, bro. Whatever, bro. Also,
2 games ago, like the real opening or whatever you want to call it, Bob Melvin would have left Yu Darvish in because it's a long season and we play the season and we don't play the game. Schilt, like, no. We're going to win every game, buddy, and took him out. Much different, totally different.
I feel like it would be the opposite. I feel like, you know, if it's long season, you take him out. And if it's,
I agree, but Bob Melvin was like, no, we're going to let him, like, settle in. We're going to let him, you know.
No, I think you're changing rules up. I think you're creating.
No. I'm serious. This was well known last year that he did that at the beginning of the year last year. Look at the innings pitched by the starters last year at the beginning of the year, and you'll see.
By the way, speaking of AJ Puck, you know, I bet the Pirates 2 days in a row. The Pirates have been underdogs 2 days in a row, and they won both games. They're slight underdogs today, so I bet the Pirates again. I think you got to bet.
I think you got to go with Marlins today because Weathers is going to have a good game.
Oh, you're trying to reverse jinx, bro.
No. Look at Weathers always does well his first start. His first start, he always does well, and then it goes downhill after that.
Yeah, look, he had a good spring training, and his last start of the regular season last year was against the Pirates, and he had a good start. But I've already seen some of these good spring training guys. Sixto Sanchez, great spring training, great story. Second pitch of the game gives up a home run to tie the game on opening.
No, but I'm telling you, as a Ryan Weathers expert, his first start of the year is always good.
I think you're a buffoon. You're listening 30 years from now. We're talking about a third game of a season in 2024. It's very.
I'm not going to bet it though because you're minus 105. It's not worth it.
I bet. I already put money on. The Marlins are minus 105.
No, the Pirates are.
Yeah, and that's underdogs because
I know, but they're not. They're not plus. I'm not going to bet a minus 105.
Yeah, but you said to bet the Marlins.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. Marlins are minus 115. I am going to bet that.
Well, you're going to lose.
I don't think so. I think I'm going to win this easily. Ryan Weathers always has a good first start.
I don't know the Marlins. If you could say, I don't know if the Padres are going to get on base all year, I don't know if the Marlins are going to win a game all year. They might go 0-162.
The Marlins are likely to go 0-162. I think it's likely.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're on spider watch already. The Cleveland Spiders, they went 20-134 in 1899. I believe it's a 24. That's a 14% winning percentage. So do the math.
Skip should have gone to the Padres. He should have come home.
Well, the Padres don't have any more money. They let everybody go.
Well, for a manager, they probably pay more than the Marlins, man.
They ran out of money. It happens. Nobody has an infinite amount of money. They let Snell
go. $200 million payroll. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they had to cut it down from like $350 million or whatever it was going to be.
No, they cut it down by $30 million because they got rid of that cancer Juan Soto.
Oh, they didn't pay Hader. They didn't pay Snell.
And Snell had to sign a 1-year contract.
There's still $30 million per the year.
Hader, another guy, another bum. Oh, I can't pitch for those.
They could have paid. And you know why? Because you want to know why the payroll is that high? Because they can't get rid of Bogarts. If they could get rid of Bogarts, they would.
Hader, they were never going to bring back because he can't pitch more than 3 outs. So they were never going to bring him back. Never. Yeah. And Snell, nobody signed him.
And they would dump Machado too if they could.
No way in hell.
They probably would have dumped Tatis, but they would have dumped
Machado. They can easily trade. If somebody would take that contract, he's still very good.
Yeah, I mean, contracts are contracts. I mean, and he's what, in his upper 30s?
No, lower.
Yeah, 30. He's Manny Machado.
How many years left?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's 31.
Yeah, yeah, he's 31. Young.
But he just repopped. Didn't he just repop for another 10 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were totally.
But his contract's not that bad. Compared to other contracts, it's not that bad.
All right, but
they were definitely digging. I can't find out how much Schilt is getting paid, but.
Yeah, the everybody has a number, bro. Nobody has infinite amount of money.
The owner died, so they have to figure out what the number.
They were doing that anyway. Before, they were going to do that.
They were
anyway.
Not.
They had Soto a bad.
Soto would have still been on the Padres if he hadn't died.
No, that's not true. They had. They had a bad season. They realized, oh, crap, we had her third highest payroll in the league, and we weren't very good. And you know what? Let's cut bait. Let's keep some of the young pieces and cut some of the bait. The Mets did it. The Mets did, you know, everyone gives the Marlins grief for, you know, blowing it up after like a trade deadline back in 2012. But the Mets did the exact same thing. They're like Verlander. Yeah,
the Mets, the Padres didn't do that. The Padres just got rid of a bad teammate. And the guy who got rid of
the Cy Young, the best play offensive player on their team last year, the Cy Young Award winner.
They didn't get rid of the Cy Young Award winner. He was a free agent, and nobody signed him.
He didn't sign until he could have been signed.
Okay.
He didn't get signed until the first week of March or something
No other team wanted him. Okay.
He was there for the taking. The Padres wanted him.
Clearly, there's no reason why nobody wanted him.
No, all the Padres had to do was pony up the dough, and they would have. He would have signed.
All the Yankees had to do was pony up the dough. All the Mets, all they had to do was pony up the dough. But there's a reason why nobody did it.
But the Padres didn't. But the Yankees went out and traded for Juan Soto. The Dodgers spent money on Ohtani.
They didn't spend money on Ohtani. Not yet.
All right, but the Padres, who's a big name acquisition? Dylan Cease for $8 million.
He's Cy Young Award 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's good. I'm not saying it's not a bad acquisition, but they didn't go out and spend big.
Sometimes you do addition by subtraction. Like when you get rid of it's addition by subtraction.
If that was the Marlins, you would be ripping into them for being cheap and not being a real franchise.
But the Padres still have a $200 million payroll. They're not.
They have no choice.
Okay, but they can still pay it. The checks are still clearing.
Yeah, but they got to eat Xander Bogaerts. Like the Marlins, Wei-Yin Chen was the highest paid player in the league in 2020. He got his $162 million game prorated $22 million salary. While everybody else in the league was getting 60 game prorated.
Okay,
so I'm pretty sure the Marlins had the highest payroll in baseball in 2020
I don't know, because remember the Mets still have Bobby Bonilla and there's a Griffey Jr.
Bonilla's on $1 million, and Bobby Bonilla's $1 million.
Chris Davis on the Orioles.
But Wei-Yin Chen was $22 million.
But Chris Davis is probably more.
In a 60-game season, Wei-Yin Chen got $22 million.
He wasn't on the Orioles that year, was he?
I think Chris Davis was long gone by then.
Let's see what Chris Davis. It's 7 years, $161 million.
You like to change the rules based on the Padres. You would have not said the Padres are winning 94 games if we told you they were going to trade. If we told you before last year, hey, do you want to trade Soto? Let Hader and Snell go, and you'd be like, no way, bro.
Snell, I would have 100% done it because I hated him because he can't go more than three outs, and that always bothered me. So I don't mind. I'm not going to pay Hader. I'm not going to pay a guy that much money for three outs. I don't care how good you are. Soto, I didn't know he was a bad teammate. That was found out later.
Oh, you're falling for the PR spin, everybody.
This happens every time. It hasn't been talked about in the media. It's just my sources. But it hasn't been talked about in the media.
Anytime somebody gets traded,
you're not allowed to loudmouth Juan Soto. You have to talk about him as like he gets a lot of walks, so he's the greatest baseball player of all time. You can't say a bad word about him. That's why it hasn't been reported that he's a bad teammate. There's a reason why a guy who's 22 years old or 23 years old, who's arguably the best player in baseball, according to the media, has been traded twice at his age because he's a bad teammate. Nobody wants to be around him.
Oh, but dude, when you traded for him the first time, you were, bro, sending me every text.
I was, because you can't talk bad about Juan Soto. Yeah. I didn't know he was a bad teammate, and it was never reported.
Yeah, I think you make up rules as they go. the SDI rules.
I don't make the rules. The facts just change, like Tobin says.
No, Leroy was the first one to say that.
Or whatever, whoever says it. The facts have changed. Right.
Marlins paying AJ Puck for no outs. He technically did. He had a good first inning, but then the moment he had to get stretched out in the second inning, it was chaos. Another interesting thing I have on my notes, SDI. Did you see this mock draft that Joel Klatt did?
I did not.
It's really funny. Tatis Jr. getting suspended for PEDs being a great teammate. Oh, you should have heard SDI last year ripping into Tatis for being selfish.
Tatis 2 years ago was with the motorcycle accidents and the PEDs, was young, immature, selfish. He was young. He's young. He learned. He's a much better teammate now. He doesn't ride the motorcycles anymore. He's matured. Yeah. He a kid. You got to give him a second chance or a lot.
Yeah, you're so full of it.
Chance number three now.
You're so full of it.
Fernando Tatis was young.
Juan Soto didn't show up to the bus late to the bus one time. Man, Fernando Tatis missed an entire season being a bad teammate.
I know.
Manny was a great teammate for Fernando Tatis. Juan Soto can't change it. Him being late to the bus one time makes him a forever bad teammate.
Yeah, it's not. It's the biggest. Juan Soto's been in the league a lot longer than Fernando Tatis Jr. and he's a bad teammate. Fernando matured. If Fernando makes another mistake, I will rip him apart like I did.
No, as long as he's on the Padres, you're gonna be.
I ripped him apart last year when he was on the Padres. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, but
baseball name is Ringworm Cream after his suspension.
But the moment Tatis gets traded or whatever, you're gonna be like, oh, bad teammate, bump. I didn't want him anyway. You're doing the Tobin.
No, not Tatis. That guy's awesome.
No. Oh, yeah. If he ever gets traded, you're going to be like, oh, bum. Great trade.
Well, we stole the trade. We'll see how I react. But he matured. He grew up. It's good to see, you know, guys you root for mature and, you know, handle the pressure better and the money better. I like it. It's a good story.
It's a good story. So this Joel Klatt mock draft. Interestingly enough, you know, and I got to pull up the picture. I really hope this happens just for comedic purposes. That's coming up in a few weeks, SDI, your mock draft special.
I know. I got to do it, and I'm going to be in Indianapolis for the draft, so we got to do it. We got to pod before, obviously.
All right. Good to know.
That Thursday.
All right. Let's see. You know what? I think the Tobin and Leroy group chat, it's going to be a lot. I haven't texted them as much as I text you. Oh, yeah. Boom, right here. That's Mike Tannenbaum's mock draft where he has a Dolphin taking a center. All right. Here we go. With the 21st pick in Joel Klatt's 2024 mock draft, the Miami Dolphins select Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, Washington. Here's his explanation. I had the Dolphins making this pick in my first mock draft. At the time of the mock draft, they haven't given Tua Tagovailoa a contract extension. That's very telling to me. I don't think Tagovailoa is the right fit for Mike McDaniel's offense. They need a quarterback who throws on time with great leverage and accuracy down the field. Penix hit those marks. I want to see Penix throw passes to Tyreek Hill. If you paired those two together, the Dolphins would get better.
Sounds good to me.
That would be so hilarious.
That would be awesome.
That would be so hilarious. Michael Penix Jr., but I'm sure the Barry Jackson.
Maybe they can trade two in Minnesota. I hear they're looking for a quarterback. They can reunite him with Flores.
Didn't Minnesota just trade? They make a trade in the first in the draft. Like, you know, they traded for a first round pick. I thought.
They did something. I don't remember exactly what they did, but I don't think it was big enough to get him.
They moved up from the second round into the late first round, so they have two first round picks.
Right, to move up to get JJ McCarthy is whatever.
Oh God, JJ McCarthy. God,
I agree with you, but he's like all the hype now.
He's all the hype, but I feel like he's just a college quarterback.
I agree with you.
He won a national title, you know, playing on a great team. I feel like
it's another guy that you have to, you know, you have to consider the greatest football mind of all time. Jim Harbaugh likes him. I mean, makes the worst career decision in the history of pro football, but can't talk smack about it because he's Jim Harbaugh.
They have
because he hugs his brother John, and you know, when they beat Michigan, when they won the national title.
And now he's on the chart. Now he's the greatest quarterback in the NFL, Justin Herbert.
Right. Yeah. Most losses since he was drafted, but sure, great quarterback.
So Minnesota has 11. They have 11. They're picking 11, and they're picking 23rd. They moved up from 44 to 23. So they have 11 and 23. So hey, if you trade Tua to the Minnesota for 11 and 23 and a one next year,
trade Tua for their third round pick.
That's right. Because you're right. You got to give him $50 million if you want Tua.
Right.
So,
no.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You probably can't. They're probably not going to give up a first round pick for Tua. Yeah. You have to give him $50 million. Career drafting.
Send us a Kirby Puckett jersey.
Send us the Kirby Puckett jersey. Yeah, so we covered the.
Chance in hell that'll happen, but it would be awesome if it did.
It would be so hilarious. Barry Jackson would lose his mind.
Yeah. Oh, Barry Jackson? Barry Jackson might have to retire.
Is it a real retirement or is it an SDI retirement?
I'm retired. I'm retired.
Yeah, you're retired from Pooning? Yeah, I don't think so.
No. From a specific demographic of Poon.
So out of your Poon pie that you have, you've retired from like 1/8 of the Poon pie. Actually,
one eighth of the Poon pie is done. I will no longer hit on this group of people.
That I know. I think I feel like that covers more than 1/8 of your poon pie.
Oh no, for sure it does. It covers like half of it.
Yeah, half of the poon. Yeah, like 25. If we're doing like, if we're going back to the summit with Tobin and Leroy, we did the Blaine pie. Your poon pie is like what, 25% apps, 25% rando NLWs, and then 50% that demographic.
That demographic, correct? Yes.
But you say that, but you're gonna I feel like you're a big whopper. You just like with your Padres and your retirement. You're full of you know what. And speaking of bars,
I was really good until last night. I had a little kink in the armor there.
Yeah. You had a relapse.
I had a relapse last night. It happens.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
But now I have to go out with her because it's still part of the same relapse. So.
Yeah, that's your loophole. Oh yeah, it was the same rehab. So it doesn't count. You could totally get out of that.
I already got her number. We already have a date set. It's part of the same relapse. I can't bail on her now. It makes me look like a bad person. I can't bail.
Well, you know more like, I mean, you're hoping that she bails.
Right. That would be the best. If she bails and it's like, oh, perfect. This is why I retired from this demographic.
Well, speaking of bars and bartenders, we have to talk about
bars and bartenders. What are you talking about?
Well, I put this on the tag for people to join the Twitch, so we have to talk about it. Like we already did 0-2 and Feeling Blue. That's the Marlins. We already talked about that. Season's over. Opening day was fun until it wasn't in the end. And walk there felt great. But then there's another one: is can you drink water at a bar? So
in my opinion, no. But
we know a guy that does that, though.
Yeah, like if you're just literally just drinking a glass of water at the bar, like in my opinion, go home. But I'm not the arbiter. I'm not the bartender.
but I think I agree with that. But the guy just wants to hang out at the bar, but he just doesn't want to. He doesn't want to drink.
As long as he's spending some money, he has to spend some money.
Like he has a pinch drinker. You know,
that's fine. No, as long as he's spending money, that's okay.
Yeah. All right, but no, I mean, I agree.
He needs to get a soda water, so it looks like he's drinking vodka at least.
Well, I mean, but the soda water might taste nasty.
It might.
Just tip your bartender.
Also, yeah.
I heard that guy tried to do that one time, and they wouldn't take it.
No, you just leave it on the bar.
Yeah.
But no, but it's not just about being the bartender, because we also, you know, we also own, like, you know, the bartenders, you get tipped, but whatever. But what about the kitchen staff? What about the owners? Like, they have to make money too.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Like, if the place is slammed and you're taking up a bar seat, definitely get the hell out.
But what if the guy is trying to be more poonable? What if because him being at a bar, you know, he's got no shot. But if he slims down and gets more poonable, then he can, you know, in the long run,
I don't think one beer is gonna make a huge difference.
Well, but maybe that guy's worried about one beer turning into four or five. You know.
Well, then yeah. But
like Will Ferrell, he just did, in old school, he just did one. Oh, it tastes so good. Once it hits the lips, and he did another funnel, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's okay. It happens.
New York Nick says, I've drank many waters at a bar, but then he follows up with, but I was hammered and fighting for my life.
Right. That's the only time your water should be served at a bar.
Sergey says, going to a bar and just drinking waters. SDI going on.
Correct. Correct. Except it cost me a lot more than a glass of water.
but I gotta talk to this guy.
I think Monday I'm gonna have to do Hampton Social, something like nice but not too expensive, because I don't think this is gonna work out the way I planned it to.
Well, I don't know if you want to be telling the Twitchers where you're gonna be at.
If they want to come stalk my date, they're more than welcome. We'll be at Hampton Social. I don't know what time yet. Stay tuned.
Is Monday or Tuesday a date night thing? Like, you know, for a first date, is that a rule? Like,
well, they work on weekends, so
yeah, okay,
you have to go out with them during the week, you know.
Okay, that makes sense.
See, and I'm out of town Thursday through Sunday next week.
Oh, so shows you how much I know.
This demographic, I'm very well versed. Even like, I've been doing this for 20 years with them. I retired. Actually, I'm 21. I'm 36. 15 years. I've been doing this for. It's a good career. It was a good career.
But no, I feel like you're not really retired.
It's time to hang up the you know what.
I mean,
time to hang up the rubbers.
raise it in the rafter. When's the banner, so the rubber raising ceremony,
right? Yeah. I don't know yet. I gotta wait 5 years, you know.
Oh yeah, that's right. Gotta wait 5 years to get a Hall of Fame speech. Gonna cry.
I'd like to thank this one and that one and that one and that one for nothing ever happening and making me retire.
Sergey says, "Don't hang up the used ones."
Those are the only ones that are going up there, buddy. Don't worry, there's only like two of them. You know, maybe I'll sell the game worn rubbers on eBay.
Do they give out golden rubbers? all gold rubber. I mean,
the Trojan, the thingy, the case is golden. On some of them.
A Rawlings gold rubber award.
Right.
One at every position.
Well, I wish this segment was sponsored by Trojan.
Well, maybe we can get that done next week.